And we're back on the KYMM Morning Show. We do have a special guest in studio, Mr. Don Pavic. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, Jeff. Good morning.
How you doing today?
I am doing wonderful. I was just listening to you on the way down talking about prom. Of course, we're beyond that age of prom. But
it might look kind of funny going.
Yeah. But even to have kids at prom, we have grandchildren. I guess one was at prom. But it's amazing seeing all these young people, how beautiful they all look.
Yeah.
Gosh.
They dress up pretty nice.
Oh, so wow. I don't know what, I guess the weather wasn't very good Saturday night, but I'm sure they may do.
Yeah, yep. But coming up, it's not too long. What, about a week, 2 weeks, week and a half to one of the biggest garage sales in all of Northfield throughout the year, and I know a lot of people look forward to it. Bethel Lutheran Church puts on their annual garage sale, and we're going to talk about that. That's a sure sign of spring. We're going to have some good weather, too. It's going to be spring-like weather for the next couple of weeks.
Jeff, you're right. And, you know, we got to get you out on the golf course. I mean, we've had such a sporadic start. I'm kind of excited for the high school girls and boys golf teams. They're playing today, as you said. And they have not had a decent day of weather to play golf in.
Well, today they finally got one.
Yes, they do. So it'll be fun. But anyway, hey, thanks for having me, Jeff. I like to come in and promote various events that happen around Northfield. But Bethel Church is, of course, deep in my heart. And once again, we are embarking on our 26th annual garage sale. And this started, like I say, 26 years ago at the urging of Shirley Morris. Many people remember Shirley Morris. Her husband was the boys' wrestling coach at the high school. And her and my wife and Judy Code kind of kicked it off. And we've added a little new thing to it this year. And we're really promoting community outreach. And it's not only about making money. It's about reaching out to the community, helping people out. At the same time, our members get to purge down their garages, their closets, their things that they want to get rid of. But we give some great deals to the community. So we used to, our garage sale used to be run under the Welka Group, which is the Women of the ELCA Church. Well, they have disbanded at Bethel, and now we run it under our Congregational Life Group. And so under the Congregational Life, we've taken on that slogan even deeper of community outreach. And at Bethel, we do several things that our community outreach type events. Now, for instance, we are very involved with the Hillcrest project, the housing project, and we did it through our Homes for God's Children. And Bethel took on the project of raising funds for all the appliances. We never thought we'd get near all of them, and we exceeded what we had originally planned. Also, as another community outreach project, just 2 weeks ago, we had a fun run, and the fun run benefited we did it in conjunction with St. Peter's Church, and the fun run benefited Viking Terrace, and we raised a fair amount of money for the Viking Terrace folks because they're really struggling out there.
And that's wonderful job of doing that too. They've got a lot of things that they're working through. So good stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, another one that as a community outreach, we've participated with the Community Action Center over the years for the March Food Drive. And our youth at Bethel, bless their hearts and their leaders, they put together skits, and we far, far exceeded our goal again this year of participating in the fund drive. So, but anyway, the big thing is the Bethel Church Garage Sale, and that is coming up on March 19th and 20th. And Bethel Church, if any of you folks don't know, is out on Cedar Avenue close to St. Olaf College. It is, as Jeff had said, the garage sale in Northfield. And if you want a deal, you come to Bethel Church, and there's some wonderful deals. It starts on March 19th mm-hmm. from 7 to 6. And then on the 20th, Saturday, it's from 8 to noon. But from 11 to 12, we have a $5 bag sale. You can take a bag and stuff Jeff Johnson in it, and you take him home.
Yeah, probably don't do that. Now, as far as the gathering all the items, when do you start on that? You're a couple of weeks off now, still, but have you started gathering things yet?
Actually, I'm gathering a group together, and any Bethel members out there listening, we're going to set up on Mother's Day after our late service, which is the week prior. And we start setting up because we use pretty much the whole church other than the office areas. So we have to move a lot of things around. And so we set up on that Mother's Day and then finish, the little fine setting up on Monday morning. And then people start bringing stuff in. And we're still looking for that individual that's going to donate maybe a car or something.
So if you're out there and if you'd like to donate a car.
Yeah, well, we'll help you sell it. Mm-hmm. But we feature things like men's and women's, children's and infants' clothing, household items, electrical appliances, collectibles, antiques, furniture, garage and lawn items. And we also have a bake sale both days. And there's some things we can take, and we insist on people bringing their clothing on hangers and clean. And garage items, it's nice if they're clean. But we have many, many people working on this, mm-hmm. Jeff.
Do you have a goal as far as either monetarily or any other type of goal that you will be looking to fill?
Well, first off, the funds that we are going to raise, we've raised anywhere from about, I guess our top is about $17,000.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's in a day and a half. So, and you know what? At Bethel, we call it a social event also. As much as it is a community outreach project, we call it a social event. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the funds will be going back into the community. The Homes for God's Children has made a request, and Dana Norval through the Habitat. And so a lot of the funds will be going back. So
good stuff, good stuff. And it's become really just a wonderful tradition here in Northfield. If you haven't been to it, it's huge. If you get there early, there's a lot of stuff. If you get there late, there's probably still quite a bit of stuff. You got that bag sale going on Saturday.
Exactly. And then on Saturday, we also, whatever's left over, nothing gets thrown away. On Saturday, we pack everything up and we take it to the Third World Store down in Kenyon. Mm-hmm. And we donate all of our leftover goods to them.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
All right. That makes it completely sustainable.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, everybody out there, thank you so much for all you do for our community outreach projects at Bethel. Thank you for participating and helping us out in our garage sale, and blessings to all.
All right. Don, thank you so much for coming in. Always a pleasure talking with you.
Same to you.
Don Pavic, once again from Bethel Lutheran Church this time. Don comes in here representing a lot of different groups. All good stuff, though. You're listening to 95.1.